I'm going to show you how to connect content to your products. So first, you're going to click on the Products tab in your sidebar. Click on the product that you want to add the content to, and then click on the Content sub-tab within there. Then you're going to scroll down, and you're going to see three options. You can connect content files, such as MP3s or MP4s. You can connect a space, or you can connect a membership site. So the first one I'm going to show you is the content file. To add the file, you simply click the add file. You can choose anything that's already in your media library, or you can click upload and upload something new. I've already connected an MP3 file here, and so I'll show you what it looks like. Once the customer completes their order, they're taken to this page where it's going to show their files, and they can either download them, or if they're MP3s or MP4s, they would be able to play them. Now, something to note is that this download option is removed if you have set up a refund period that prevents them from downloading. So say I had this set to 1 day, prevent downloads during refund period, and then I've got the content access, this first option selected that says allow files to be downloaded except when prevented from the refund period. Then if you went here, this page is no longer going to have this download option. The other one would be if you select video and audio files can only be viewed online, and you were to save those changes, then when you go to this page again, the download file you can see is now removed, and then they're only able to play it. Now, your next option would be to connect a space or to create a new space. This is available for current customers at the time of this recording. However, we are moving over to the membership sites, so at some point this option may no longer be available for new customers. But for now, let me go ahead and show you how this works. So you can click on Add an Existing Space, and you can choose one from your list and save the changes. And now that space is there. If you haven't already created your space, then you can click Create New Space, put in a space name, say OK, and it's there. Then once you've done that, you can click on the space name, and it's going to take you into the page where you can start adding your pages. If it's an existing space, you would be taken to that backend where you can edit those pages. Then if you want to change your mind and remove one of those spaces, you just click on the little trash can, and it removes it from that product. Now, your third option is the membership sites, which is a new feature that we are moving towards. If you have questions about any of these, whether it's content files, spaces, or membership sites, you can check out our help guide to find out detailed information. Adding a site is the same way as you would add a space. You simply click Add an Existing Site and checkmark the box, or you can create a new site and you can add it that way as well. Once it's added, then you would just click on the name, and then you're taken over to the site page where you can edit your pages. In this instance, because with membership sites, the course is within them, you're only going to give access to the membership site. Then within your course option, you can click on the course that you've created, go to the configure screen, and here, if you scroll down to the access control, once it's published or scheduled, then you can choose the access control to make it available to everyone who has access to that site, or only available to customers who've purchased a specific product, in which case then you can select that product and give that this product access to this specific course versus giving them access to every course that's available in this space. But again, if you want to check out our help guides, we do have more detailed information on how to use that access control and how to use a membership site for more than one product and how to give individual courses, connect the individual courses to the products from there. So that is how you would connect content to your products.